Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Monday the 4th of April 2011. All the technology news from the weekend in around 5 minutes. So our very own Dr. Happy Mac Andrew Stevenson is available today for your consideration at the Corn Hall in Cirencester. If you live anywhere within striking distance of Cirencester, please go along and give him a go. And also, you'll get to meet Dom Jolly, because he's there as well, launching the whole thing off for him. That's the Corn Hall in Cirencester today. April Fool's jokes abounded on Friday and over the weekend, of course. Nyko released 3D glasses for use with the 3DS that were just glasses with no lenses in them. And Gmail said they got Motion. Gmail Motion was a stunning application that allowed you to do all the things like open mail just by opening envelopes and then send by licking stamps and pasting them. Well, guess what? Over the weekend, someone has taken a Kinect and has made it real. Gmail Motion is real if you're the guy that did it. Well done, mate. It looks fantastic. You lick a stamp to send your email. You throw your thumb over your shoulder to do a reply, and you open an envelope in order to open your email and read it. Forwarding? Not sure. Logitech have found a way of making the exact same thing look slightly different and charging £30 for it. Whilst they were once innovators in the mouse world, they're now completely boring and all they do is recreate stuff that's already been done. They've brought out a new laptop mouse called the M325 that's £30, and I think they've done this one before, about 4 years ago. However, not so 3D Connection, because they've created the 3D Xware 10. It's a fantastic piece of software that lets you do 3D mouse control. Apparently, it's going to be incredible when you come to Final Cut Pro, especially with the new update. And also, they do a whole load of connected devices which look absolutely blooming stunning. If you haven't got one of those, though, it's going to cost you $99 to $399, depending on which one you buy. But, oh, it does look fantastic. Crucial have released the M4. It's an SSD, and it's been reviewed all over the place, and it's pretty much samey. The bad news is they haven't put a price on it, so it's one of those moments, I think, where if you have to ask the price, you really can't afford it. They're really fast, but come on, they've got to come down in price. Over the weekend, portable computing was 30 years old. The Osborne 1 celebrated its 30th birthday. Now, I remember looking at something like this when I'd started work, but it wasn't this bad. This thing's got 5 1/4 inch truly floppy disks that go in it, and a keyboard that looks like the old IBM keyboards. Fantastic. I never remember this. I'm too young for it, but never mind, eh? Well done, Osborne. Where are they now? eBay has released iPad 2 sales so far. It would appear that 8,000 units have been sold on eBay in North America. Next, it's Russia and Canada with 500 units. And then Hong Kong, Japan and the Ukraine have got 350 units. Britain doesn't even appear on the list. Sony has killed off production of the A33. That was a big birthday cake, allegedly, which is now being auctioned off, but they've said they're not doing it anymore. However, their loose-lipped CEO has said that they are producing cameras for Apple, and there's a suggestion now that an 8-megapixel camera from Sony could be in the iPhone 5. I think that contract may be in a bit of jeopardy, though. And finally, if you're not an Apple fanboy, you're going to hate this. And I think this is a step too far, and I am. Apple Store playset from Playmobil has been released. It's an entire working Apple Store. It's got all the big benches. It's got iMacs. It's got iPads. And it's got a lecture center and a whole load of other stuff that looks just like a real Apple Store. There's Apple logos akimbo on the windows, on the walls, on the doors, and everywhere else. Fortunately, there's a big sign on the front that says, warning, choking hazard. Which, like I said, if you're not an Apple fanboy, you probably are right now. If you've got a story and aren't also listening, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. Thanks to the people who left reviews. We really value them. Please leave us more reviews if you possibly can. As many as you possibly can on iTunes would be fantastic. It really ranks our ratings up. And especially thanks to everyone who downloaded the Mac podcast from Friday. 16,000 of you did it. Really appreciate it. We were number 1 for tech news and we were number 7 for technology here in the UK. And we did pretty well on the other side of the Atlantic as well. Especially, I think, the big three that were on the show with us. We'll be back again tomorrow with a roundup of the previous 24 hours news as normal. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.